Well, the elevation is low up here than Atlanta.
Really?
What is the elevation of Atlanta? Do you remember?
I don't know.
It's lower here than Atlanta. And the temperatures run, I guess, generally the same. There are times when they have colder temperatures than those on TV there than we have here and vice versa.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought it would have been differently.
I think the elevation in Rome is 613 feet. In Atlanta, I believe, is more than that. I don't know how much I've noticed, too, but I forgot.
I never noticed at all. And I just think of Rome as being up high, I suppose.
I think I've got that written down here somewhere, the elevation of Rome, for my own information. I think. Yes, elevation 613, latitude 34 degrees and 17 minutes, longitude 85 degrees and 10.
Well, that is really a surprise. I think it's because I think I'm going north to Rome, and so I assume I'm climbing uphill.
I'm the same way. I like from here north, not into Yankee land, but Tennessee, Kentucky. I like those two states. If I had my choice of going to another state to live, I'd pick one of them. I love those states more than any
really?
Other states, besides Georgia. But I don't care to live south of Rome.
You don't.
I would not mind living in Chattanooga or towns between here and there, or Knoxville or towns between here and there. But I don't care at all to live south of Rome.
Not even Atlanta?
No.
Oh! I don't think I'd care to live in South Georgia. The only times I've been through there, it's been unbearable.
That's me. I had a little argument in here last week with, not an argument, but a discussion with a man from Homerville, down west of the Okefenokee Swamp.
Gee, I don't even know that place.
And he met a girl from Blairsville. And he says he likes up there, but says he'd rather live in South Georgia. I said, well, I said, before I found out he lived in South Georgia, I said, I don't like South Georgia. I like North Georgia. I said, I've been to South Georgia a number of times in my life, but all except one, it was in the summertime. And I says, it's unbearably hot to me. Humidity so high, I told him about being in Okefenokee Swamp one hot, brawling day and almost suffocated. We just couldn't hardly stand it.
It's an oppressive heat, stifling.
And the one time that I went in the winter was a long time ago, way back when I was still in my teens, in the 30s. And it was nice then. I mean, you couldn't tell the difference between here and there. But in the summer, there's a difference to me.
You don't want to go far enough north to have a lot of snow?
No, as I say, Tennessee or Kentucky is just as far north as I like, as far as living, as far
Tennessee's
home.
Getting more snow now than it did when I lived there. I have a lot of relatives there, and they're having longer winters. We were lucky if we had snow when I was growing up there. Uh-huh. But now they have quite a few snows, and at Christmas time, which I always, as soon as I leave, they have snow at Christmas. Let's talk about the word freeze.
Okay.
When the temperature drops below 32 degrees, pardon me, water
freezes.
Last night the water in the pond
froze.
And the water hasn't...
Frozen.
But do you have a name for a very thin layer of ice that you might perhaps find on a bucket after a very cold night?
A sheet of ice.
Do you remember very much about the house that you were born in? Did
yes.
you live there very long?
Yes. The first 18 years of my life, I was born in it, even.
Were you? You weren't taken to a hospital?
No. There were almost no such thing back then. I'm the youngest. I'm 52 now, and I'm the youngest of 13 children.
Oh, my word.
My mother
Big
is,
family.
My mother is still living, and she will be 96. Next January the 10th.
And that's remarkable. Where is she now?
Well, she is in a convalescent home now in Gainesville. I went to see her Sunday. But she's out of the world now, mentally, just about. She hardly recognizes anyone.
Oh, that's a shame.